really kind of came to the first quarter where it was tough giving up a lot of points. Lakin got hot shooting. Guys are cold shooting. He kept fighting back and got it within six late in the game before an eight-point loss. Overall thoughts on tonight's ball game?
Well, I mean, the first quarter kind of set the tone. And, you know, when you play a team that's as high, you know, powering as they are as far as putting up threes and, you know, what they do, if you're going to give them second, third chance opportunities once again, you're gonna pay for it. And the first quarter, we just didn't do a good job closing out, keeping guys in front of us, which then again led to wide open kickouts and or they got offensive rebounds that led to, you know, more open, you know, kickout threes. So it was just a very poor job by our guys and myself to, you know, be ready for that first quarter.
You guys kept battling back. It was a 20-point game at the half, and you kind of slowed down Lakin a little bit. They got a little tired, and you guys were able to take advantage of it and kind of make it a game, but what really hurt you guys in the end was not only the rebounding, but the foul trouble for some of your key players.
Well, yeah, but that was bad closeouts that led to some of their fouls and just lazy defense. But, you know, with Jordan and Marshall and, you know, just kind of go down the list of them, you know, they all got in a little bit of foul trouble. But, you know, I thought in the first quarter not only did we just refuse to guard and do the things that we talked about, but we let them, you know, dictate the tempo for us offensively. You know, with their press, they took these guys out of their comfort zone, and we weren't able to get in and out of our stuff. So, you know, a lot of credit go to them. You know, their defensive presence was enough to keep us off balance, and, you know, we've got to have guys that are stronger both mentally and physically to handle it.
I thought it was good to see, of course, Marshall and Joe back in the lineup. You knew they'd kind of be limited for a while there, but Marshall probably played a little bit more than maybe anticipated tonight, and it was good to see get a slasher to the basket back in the lineup. Jordan has been doing a lot of that. Marshall, you know, has that capabilities as well. And then we saw a little bit of that from Jackson Lewis as well here tonight.
Yeah, Jackson played a little bit more aggressively. But, again, that's the kind of the nature of the game is when you're getting beat like we were, like you have no choice. So our guys had to be more aggressive. But, yeah, you know, it was good to see Marshall get back in there. And I think Joe might have got, you know, we'll have to see. But he kind of took a hit and not so sure how that's going to go, so we'll see.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here tonight. Beavers lose a tough one, 73-65. And, you know, it's a tough one to take here, a tough loss here to a pretty good Lakin team. And you guys held Davila, their leading scorer, shut him down the first quarter, but he kind of found his way to get open the second quarter. That was his big quarter. He had 10 of his 23 in that second quarter. And their big three really stepped up for him tonight and tried to get him into foul trouble, but just couldn't quite get him out of the game.
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, he's got good handles. He's got a good mid-range jump shot, and he can obviously knock down the three. So he's kind of the complete package right there, good passer. You know, overall, it just we struggled so in so many aspects of it. But, you know, defensively is really disappointing. And, again, the defensive rebounding is just a killer. And you give those guys the second, third chance opportunities that – they're going to knock them down, and they did. So, unfortunately, it ended the way that did, or started the way that it started, I guess, because we came out flat, and for some reason it takes us getting down before we realize we have to play hard. And we're not a team that's going to walk on the floor and just, you know, intimidate anybody. We don't have the size, you know, that some other teams do, and we don't do some of those things that, you know, like shooting the threes. But, you know, extremely pleased that they did battle back. But, again, still take the loss. To a sub-state team, so, you know, maybe we'll get another crack at them later on.
Well, speaking of a sub-state team, you're going to face another one on Friday night at home, also a league game. It's Goodland, and they're playing up at Ray, Colorado tonight, so be interesting how that turns out here. Goodland, the team started out hot, and they've kind of struggled as of late, but this is kind of like Lakin, another senior-heavy team you're going to be facing on Friday night.
Yeah, they are, and they're. I mean, obviously, it's a different style. They don't shoot near as many threes or play at that tempo. But they've got some good posts. You know, they got a 7-footer. You know, inside, so that'll be a challenge for us to figure out how we're going to guard him and kind of limit some of his easy touches. And then they've got a couple of 3-point shooters sitting out there that are pretty good when they can just set their feet and shoot. So we're going to have to execute better offensively and defensively. We're going to have to be more engaged into our scout.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers drop a tough one, 73-65. Thanks, as always, Coach, for stopping by here, and we'll talk to you coming up here tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.